heard many scripture where Jesus talked to the Pharisees. I mean, you know, called them snakes and whitewashed tombs. And I mean, that's considering people that don't get along very well, right? So the Pharisees and Jesus always had this thing going. And Jesus said the Pharisees did not represent the heart of God. The Pharisees did not represent the heart of God. And yet, by their very position, that is what they represented. Do you hear what I'm saying there? Jesus said they didn't represent that, but by their very position of being a Pharisee, a religious leader in the community, that truly is what they were to do, was to represent the heart of God. Now, I want you to understand a little bit about this scripture. The Pharisee invited Jesus to his home. Yeah? Okay, Eric. Big deal. Well, dinner in the Eastern culture such as this was a major event. It was an incredible honor to be invited to someone's home for dinner because the dinner table was considered sacred. That's kind of fallen by the wayside these days, hasn't it? Unfortunately. The dinner table was considered sacred. Now, if you were to think about this, Jesus, and many of us would have responded this way. Jesus could have said, "Wow, I finally made it! A Pharisee is inviting me to their house!" Right? I mean, if this was truly a sacred event, and the Pharisees are chosen people, think of the honor if a Pharisee would come to you and invite you to dinner at their house. It was an incredible honor to be invited to someone's home for dinner because the dinner table, again, was considered sacred. And to the Pharisee, only righteous people could be invited to dinner. So, can you get this picture now? You have your haves and your have-nots. Do you see it in the scripture? You have people who were considered worthy to be there, worthy to be invited to this dinner, and you have other people who are not worthy to be present among these holy and righteous people. Right? So if we continue, let's look at verses 37 and 38, which I'm going to read out of my Bible. Thank you very much. "And a woman in the city who was a sinner, having learned that Jesus was eating in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster jar of ointment. She stood behind him at his feet." Now, this may seem odd to you, the way we sit at tables today, but the way that they sat at tables in that day, the left hand was considered unclean. Okay? And so they did unclean things with that hand. All right? And so when they would eat dinner, the table would be just right above the ground, right above the floor, I mean, of the house. And when they would almost lay down to eat dinner. They would lean on this arm, and so their legs would be bent. If you think about watching TV or something, when you're laying on a floor, you know, you might be sitting like this and your legs are behind you. Can you picture in your mind? But they were sitting on the floor with pillows leaning against them, almost leaning against each other if they were close enough. And they would eat and drink with their right hand. Can you picture that in your mind? So when the scripture says that after she learned that he was at the Pharisee's house and she brought this alabaster jar of ointment, she stood behind him at his feet. Can you understand that now? Can you picture that in your mind? As they were gathered around this dinner table, how she could stand behind him at his feet, okay? And she stood behind him, and she was weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears, and to dry them with her hair. Now, first of all, think of the annoyance this must have been. I mean, to the host, right? Now, just put yourself in that role just for a moment. Think about the annoyance. I mean, here you invited these special righteous people to your home for dinner, and this woman who's not even supposed to be there is bawling. I mean, do you hear what I'm saying? Right? And she's crying enough that her tears drip on Jesus' feet, and she washes his feet and dries them with her hair. Then she continues kissing his feet. Praise God, they were Jesus' feet. Sorry, that was supposed to be funny. Then she continued kissing his feet and anointing them with the ointment. The ointment, very expensive